This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. The President of the United States, first to the G7 meeting in the United Kingdom with Boris Johnson and the G7, then to NATO to present to our allies in NATO the threat of China and Russia. But a conversation with the European Union in these last hours leading to what appears to be better relations. The important piece is Boeing Airbus. Both sides have stood accused or stood condemned by the WTO of using subsidies to accelerate their homegrown aircraft manufacturing. However, that looks to have been settled in some fashion, at least in the immediate term of 5 years. What was not settled were the metals tariffs, chiefly steel. And what I read, Liz, from Europe and from London and from Washington is that the unions who support Mr. Biden do not want the steel tariffs solved, lifted, amended. How to regard the unions in this? Because Mr. Biden has made great headway in lowering tariffs and the European Union wants to respond.
Well, first of all, let's talk about Airbus and Boeing, because that dispute has gone on, I don't know the exact year.
17 years. 17 years.
Yeah, exactly. 17 years. And I'd like to just tie that back to the G7 communique, because we are led to what the G7 leaders would like us to believe is that our problems vis-a-vis China, for example, with whom, by the way, we have much bigger trade disputes than we do with Europe, are going to be resolved via the WTO. So I would just like to note for the record, it took 17 years for two closely allied groups of countries, or country and groups of countries, to resolve a trade dispute that seems pretty obvious, that basically it's illegal for state-owned states to subsidize companies in order to gain some advantage price-wise in dealing with international markets. That's what the subject is. And so if you read the G7 communique, we are relying on the WTO to solve our problems with China. My view is it's not going to happen and it's not going to help. It really takes two countries sitting down and negotiating this. The WTO is, in my view, a very poor excuse for a negotiating body. However, it's good news, I think. We don't want these tariffs in place, and I think it's very positive that that got resolved. And by the way, in the bigger picture, less tariffs mean less high prices. And so one of the reasons people have argued for inflation not being an issue in the past couple of decades has been globalization, sort of a dirty word to some people. But the truth is more trade means lower prices, at least most of the time, and certainly that is the case here. In terms of steel prices, it's a very interesting note that the labor unions, of course, like higher steel tariffs, because guess what? It means that we did, under President Trump, when he put on some of these tariffs, we did see more jobs in steel making. Some of the smaller companies came back online, et cetera. It's protectionism. What are you protecting? You're protecting your workers. And so the labor unions aren't totally wrong. This is good for them. Again, it's not good for pricing, and it's not good for competitive advantage, but or for our what America is going to be spending on goods. But I'm not totally shocked that this happened.
The language about digital cooperation between Europe and America, that seemed a break in the action, because Europe has been uniform in condemning America's Silicon Valley companies because they dominate the earth and do not pay taxes in Europe. Do you believe that they'll arbitrate that successfully in 17 years, Liz? We have about a minute.
I don't think that. I think that the Joe Biden administration is going to push very hard for a global minimum tax that basically accomplishes what all these European countries want, which is basically to suck more tax revenue out of big tech. It's a very narrow list of companies that they've cited, big companies with above average profit margins. They're going after big tech. Joe Biden's going after revenues. And so it's a happy marriage. It's not good for the tech industry. And I would say it's not good for America to be outsourcing our tax policy to the EU.
The meeting with Mr. Putin, perhaps the harshest thing we could say is whether it goes well or not go well, Russia does not, to my reading, have anything to do with the international economy. Is that a fair judgment, Liz? We have 30 seconds.
Some people call it a gas station with an army. So I think you're probably right. They certainly do have a lot to say about energy in their own sphere, but I agree, it's not particularly germane to our economy.
Liz Peek, she is a columnist at The Hill, also at Fox News, and as much on Fox Business, commenting where we are right now in the, Liz's wonderful word, lumpy recovery. That is a good and bad thing at the same time. You cannot buy a bicycle in Nantucket. You might not be able to buy one in Western Connecticut. It's much too large for me to make a generality about it. Let's put it this way. We're all shopping all the time, and there are shortages. Lumpy, says Liz Peek, reporting on the American economy and recovery. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.